Why were women even pictured as being useless?
I work in a field where women are still not considered equal. In fact, to the extent that the last two Macworlds that I've been to had sessions called Women in Technology. I found a little bit less than some of the other people were talking, but there were lots of women who said that people thought that they had gotten where they had because they were pretty or they had slept their way to the top, which in a lot of cases was completely ridiculous. Also, women in technology has changed. During World War II, the men were fighting, so a lot of the technology that was being invented was actually by women, and it was expected to be women. After World War II, when there weren't as many jobs available and the men came back, women were overall relegated to staying at home, taking care of children. There were actual propaganda movies about what would happen to their children if they weren't at home to take care of them. So overall, society sort of decided that that was what women's jobs were. And at that point, technology really started to blossom and to grow as a field, but women were more and more considered not to be capable of doing it. You can even see this in movies where in the 40s, women had jobs like engineers and scientists and judges, but once you hit the 50s and the 60s, they were secretaries and models and housewives and teachers. So I think it has changed since then. People do consider women as capable in science and math. But when you get into a large room full of both men and women, the men tend to not let the women talk. And I do think it's slowly changing, but it's definitely slow going.
Well, this is really about myself. I'm a middle child and between two boys. And I had always had a very high-pitched voice until somebody said to me one time, your voice sounds as if you were caught with your hand in the cookie jar. And I started thinking about that and how at work, and I used to be in publishing, I used to have a very high-pitched voice, and I started bringing it down a notch or two. And it's very surprising how people react to your voice, especially I think as a woman. And I brought it down and people responded differently. They took me more seriously. I wasn't looked at as such a girl, and I was more of a woman. And that was a big change in my life. It's a very hard thing to say because you want to be enthusiastic, you want to be cheerful, and all those things, but you can be that way with having a lower voice. So, and don't forget Mad Men. Watch Mad Men and see all the changes that we've been through, especially in advertising, public relations, publishing, and so forth. Thanks.
I think some of it is a little culturally based. I know in some Latin cultures, there is a status quo where if somebody is not able to work, if the woman's not able to work, there's a certain status that shows, something to be kind of proud of that you've reached. I also think it's romanticized in some way, based off of, you know, traditions from the past where the man would work and the woman wouldn't. And a lot of people kind of like to stick to that, romanticized view of it, which, you can take it either way.